This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. Getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can feel the energy. I mean, we said the word Tigers. Lines are filled. People are amped. And you should be. I mean, they look like the best team in the American League. Best run differential. You compare it to Cleveland, who has a negative run differential and is kind of nipping at your heels. Well, which of those is more sustainable, more believable? The pitching is real. That I fully believe in. The offense, I believe in enough that it's you can get where you got to go. I don't think it's this good. For now, it is. And the bullpen, I mean, look no further than what you did the other night. 6 1/3, scoreless ball. Job lit himself on fire. And you get a win because of it. Like, I believe in most of what they're doing. So, I'll just take the plunge. I'm a 4 out of 5 of belief. I think they can be the best team in the AL. I'm just not ready to dive in yet. Now, David is ready to roll. I mean, he's a 5 out of 5. Rico's a 3 out of 5. Or no, you're a 5 out of 5.
I'm a 4.
David's a 3.
I'm a 4 out of 5.
Sorry, yeah. Got it all twisted around there. Apologies. The question.
You used the vacuum sealer.
There it is. So what is the thing you believe in least? It's still bias for me. And it's not, guys, I'd like to think you know me enough by now if you listen to the show. I may be a horse's ass, but one of the last things I care about is being right. I left most of that 15 years ago. Right or wrong, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. No one cares when I'm right, and they'll always remind you when you're wrong. It doesn't matter. If Baez is great, who cares? If it nets us a parade, fabulous. But no, I just can't take 30 games and outdo the over 300 that he horrified us and wasted our time. And that's where we reside. Want to go to the people?
Let's go to people.
Brian is in Canton, 97.1. Brian, what's going on, bud?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Good, B. What's on your mind?
Hey, so, you know, I was going to jump all over the Javier Baez, and if I could just get that drop of gold.
We can make that happen. David has that at his disposal.
You guys had kind of touched on everything that I would already mention about him. I think he's the low-hanging fruit. Mm-hmm. It might be an unpopular opinion, but the biggest thing I'm doubting right now is Jack Flaherty as the number two pitcher. He struggled going deeper into games. He looked visibly frustrated, you know, when he's between him and the catcher oftentimes. And, you know, I don't know how long Casey Mize is going to stay healthy. I don't know how many innings and pitches they're going to walk from Jackson Jobe. You know, with Montero, with his walks, and I know yesterday he went deeper into the game, but again, they were playing the Rockies. So I guess everything would have to go right for the pitching and maybe for them to acquire something for me to feel more confident, because I feel with that number two spot a little questionable right now. I don't know that the pitching is as solid as I thought it was before the year started.
Well, here's the thing. The question of health for any pitcher, at least the way I look at it, Brian, how long is anyone going to be healthy? You're one pitch away from meeting your good friend Tommy John. So I just, yeah. I don't, Now, if a guy has a ton of injuries, a ton of catastrophes, you're right. Like Alex Cobb. I mean, I don't expect anything from him. That guy is made out of origami. So, no, that's different. And he's 100. But they have what it takes to get pitching at the deadline if that were needed. They do.
If you were to tell me right now, say they don't again, because like you guys have been talking about in your last few shows,
okay.
Everyone wants to draft, everyone wants to develop, no one wants to go out and make a huge expensive splash. If they don't acquire any pitching and Flaherty stays the way that he is, do you still have the same confidence in the pitching?
I do. I do, because I look, Brian, maybe I'm Pollyannish about this. I feel like between Fetter and this franchise's ability to do the pitching chaos for one spot in the rotation if they wanted, plus the trade deadline, that's before we talk about whether Job figures it out or not. Yeah, Brian, I think I'd be okay with it. Because I know any playoff series I'm in, I have the best pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
So I just roll with it.
And yeah, and that's why I'm at a 4 out of 5 because of that you give yourself to win every series that you play. Now, you're not going to win them all, but it's not like you're just rolling out just one or two. You can go pretty deep in this pitching rotation. That's what I like. And then, you know, what's Jackson Job going to give you? If he turns out to be, you know, that guy or just close to being that guy, then yeah, you're set.
It's also, you can just get a guy. The Tigers don't need to go out and get an ace. If you go into a playoff series and let's say it's Reese Olson, it's Mize, it's Scooble, you know, what do I need? All right, you want a fourth guy? You can get a 5 and fly at the deadline. They've already shown you what they can do with the chaos on a one-game sample.
Yeah,
I'm just not going to freak about that. Not yet. Now, if injuries take place between now and then, it definitely becomes a concern. Let's go to Kevin, 97.1. Kev, what's going on, buddy?
How's it going, guys? You might want to check your cameras. There's a lot of traffic out there on 96 right now.
Oh, please move to the right side. The White Sox suck.
I don't believe in I don't think the Tigers will be the number one seed in the playoffs. They'll be a division winner. But I think the Astros are going to have another late season rally like they have the last, 8-9 years.
So are you a level 3 right now?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Was it 4 is the highest for confidence?
No, 5 means you're all in. They're the best team in the AL. 4 means they could be, but you're not quite there. A 3 means no, they're not the best team in the AL.
Yeah, I'll say 4. They could, but it's going to come down to a battle between us and Houston. I don't believe in Jace Young and his, I don't know if you want to call it a slump or just not proving it yet. I think he's a couple minor tweaks away from getting more contact rate, and he's already hitting the ball hard, squaring it up hard. We just need to get him to make more contact.
Yeah, there are elements.
I got one that's going to get you going, Mike.
No, go ahead. What's up?
I don't believe at all that Parker Meadows will play a single game this year. And I am a little worried about that.
Yeah.
I don't trust Jahvir Bayes in center all year. But, I mean, like you said, his value's already been reached.
Yeah.
Why not play it out?
Kevin, I'm not mad at that at all. I think it's a concern everyone has when you start using terms like can't feel part of arm or nerve damage, et cetera.
Yeah.
Nerve has to wake up.
2 months.
Yeah, your nerve has to wake up. Like, what?
So if Parker Meadows doesn't play all year and Max Clark, Mike's boy, keeps hitting, try and play him towards the end of the year?
They bring him up in September.
No shot. They will manipulate.
Late September call up just for defensive reasons?
No way. Hey, Kevin, they will manipulate that service time like no other. No shot. I would be stunned. Plus, where's Clark playing right now? The California Penal League? I mean, he's a couple hundred at bats at least Double A. I mean, come on. Like, no, I just don't see it. That is their prized toy. They're not doing that. It would be a complete break from who they are. What?
Yeah.
What you want to say.
No, that's what I would like to see. But yeah, I don't see him coming back up here. But that's why I said that for me, it was Javi out in center field. Like, I've seen him hit before, but like, he's actually pretty decent out there.
30 games.
Understand?
I know he had the highlight.
But I mean,
catch.
He's still making some plays.
Yeah. Just again, 26 strikeouts, 4 walks. It's an unsustainable split where this guy's going to have to hit 380 to maintain. I'm not there yet. But has he already presented more value than any of us imagined? Yes. And he's done it in a month. Remember we talked at the start of the year, it's not about like when you perform, it's that do you give the team something at a certain point? Mm-hmm. He has. Now, no, I don't think we'll be sitting here in July with the Jahvir Bayes center field redemption tour. I'll be shocked. Shocked. David, text, and we'll get more calls. Don't worry.
100%. I'm bought in on the Tigers 5 out of 5. The only thing that I don't believe in is bias, which is totally okay because our best player, Parker Meadows, isn't even up yet. Will he be?
Yeah, none of us know.
Yeah, I have no clue. My believability is 4.5 in March. With their injuries and the schedule, we were talking about them maybe just being at 500. That would be great. It should really only get easier from here.
Right. I said, could we just survive April? We'll get an update on Parker Meadows. Just don't tank. Be 500. I'll be totally happy. They're 25-13. I mean, it's as sizzling a start as they've been off to maybe since 1984. Maybe the only other time would have been what? Would it have been like 08 maybe? I don't even know
start?
Yeah.
2006.
There you go.
As exact mirror image. I think they're both teams are, 23-15 or something?
25-13.
Yes.
How dare you? 248-539-9797. More of your phone calls coming up next. 97.1.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.